President Trump waded into an old debate over the weekend, saying on Twitter he's considering a full pardon for the late heavyweight boxing champion Jack Johnson, who fought in the early 1900s. Now, boxing fans and some politicians have called for a pardon for Jack Johnson for decades. So far, presidents have avoided the subject. Dave Zirin is sports editor for The Nation and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. He talks about Jack Johnson and what a pardon would mean.
In 1908, Jack Johnson became the first black heavyweight champion of the world during a time when most sports in the United States were segregated. And then much more famously in 1910, Jack Johnson beat a fighter named Jim Jeffries, who was held up as, and this is where the phrase comes from, the Great White Hope, who would defeat Johnson and restore the natural order of things of white supremacy during a time when lynchings were common in this country and Jim Crow ruled the land. But Jack Johnson was this incredible symbol of resistance at this time. And it wasn't just for what he did in the ring. He was what was known as a dandy. He dressed the part. He openly consorted with white women, which was a scandal at the time. And he was never shy about telling anybody, from the president of the United States to Booker T. Washington and the black leadership of the day, that they could go straight to H.E. double hockey sticks if they had any problem with how he handled his life. But then in 1913, Jack Johnson was convicted by an all-white jury on Mann Act charges, otherwise known as white slavery charges, for transporting a white sex worker named Lucille Cameron across state lines for immoral purposes. Now, Johnson ended up marrying Cameron several months later, but the United States still pushed this case until Johnson was found guilty. He was forced to flee the country, and then he returned and served jail time. And since his death, which was, I believe, 72 years ago, people have pushed for either a pardon or an exoneration, saying that the charges were trumped up and racist and much more about bringing Jack Johnson low than anything that had to do with breaking the law.
Now, lots of famous politicians in the modern era who are into boxing, including John McCain, including Harry Reid, the former Democratic leader of the Senate, both boxing fans, have pushed for a pardon for Jack Johnson over the last several years. Why haven't they ever gotten it? And what's got these politicians so interested?
Why they've never been able to achieve it? If you ask this of these politicians, they're befuddled. But in some respects, it speaks to the enduring power of Jack Johnson, that, you know, he really did upset, as I would think of it, all the right people. And I mean, you've got to understand, I mean, so many politicians staked their careers on Jack Johnson being brought low. I mean, it wasn't just Jack Johnson. Laws were passed banning boxing films. Laws were passed trying to ban boxing altogether because of Jack Johnson's success and because of violence that broke out after Jack Johnson would win his fights. And much of that violence would involve white lynch mobs attempting to enter black communities and there being a response to that that would leave people dead. And so the history itself is still so vibrant, I mean, and so blood-soaked that you've seen presidents, Democratic and Republican, refuse to touch this issue.
Well, so now America's talking about Jack Johnson once again because President Trump has said on Twitter that he's considering a pardon. You say, though, Dave, it wouldn't be fitting with who Jack Johnson was to get a presidential pardon.
Yeah, well, I believe that no matter who is president, because I think that what makes Jack Johnson so powerful is he's a towering figure of resistance. And the idea that this country would somehow say to Jack Johnson that we forgive you, I mean, when Jack Johnson has really done nothing whatsoever to be forgiven for. And I also think that when we talk about these pardons or these exonerations for people like Jack Johnson, what it does is it says more about the present than it does about the past. And it's as if saying, well, we have this historic wrong in this one incident with regards to racism, and things today are fine and well. Now, that seemed very weak under President Obama, and it seems even more disturbing under a President Trump. And the idea that he would be the person to exonerate Jack Johnson, I mean, my goodness. There are no words for how much Jack Johnson and Donald Trump would have despised each other if they had lived in similar times.
Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation magazine, host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Dave, it's always great to have you.
Thank you, Todd.
Oh, On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.